Dreamscape presents Dial M for Mudcake by Kaz Delaney. Narrated by Cassandra Morris. Chapter 1. If I'd ever seen anyone truly fit to burst, it was the woman standing at my front door on my porch. A deep shady haven, lush with thriving leafy potted plants that offered a balm to the fierce late June heat. Unfortunately, it seemed to be providing no relief for her. Ms. Lipsky? Are you okay? Curiosity had overridden my surprise. Airlie Falls was a town where people just dropped in on each other, and Texas hospitality would almost always assure you of a warm welcome. My farmhouse, however, was a few miles out of town, and while family, neighbors, and close friends were regulars, there was usually a distinct purpose for others to drop by, other than just for a chin wag. Most times to order baked goods, less often to ask for help with some issue or mystery that was bothering them. Yes, I'd become that go-to person. You know, the one you turn to for help if something has mysteriously gone missing, or like if someone has poisoned your soup, or if you find a dead body buried in your garden. That kind of thing. And you know, it's surprising just how often that happens, really. Ms. Lipsky, though, had never just turned up on my doorstep in all the time I'd lived there, and I prayed she hadn't found a body in her blackberry patch. Or anywhere, for that matter. I knew her from church, and she was a loyal fan of the baked goods stall From the Heart that I ran at our local markets. But she'd always kept to herself somewhat, so it was even more extraordinary that she'd be here and in this state. That didn't mean she wasn't welcome, but I had a feeling her distinct purpose wasn't going to end with us all smiling and wishing each other a nice day. Accepting my silent offer, she stomped into the foyer and proceeded to stomp right through to the family room, which was blessedly cool, and which would hopefully help calm her. She'd still said nothing, and having asked once, I figured I simply had to let her get to her issue in her own time, which she eventually did.
That man is the rudest person I've ever spoken to.
Okay, this wasn't going to be a quick visit. Moving to fetch some chilled lemonade, I called back,
Which man? Not... That man on the phone! Oh, he's made me so mad. He keeps barking at me.
And you're telling me because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?